I'm afraid it'll be a what do you think?
When this new
I don't even know if anybody's been listening. They may just be tuning in now. So maybe they're just tuning in now.
They were paying attention and now they're welcome to Gavage.
Yeah, welcome to
episode whatever it is.
Let me change the name.
All right, this is Ken and Brent's party time. Party hour.
It's not much, like much of a party.
You're allowed to choose things. You know?
Well.
Alright, that's fair.
I'll see if that helps.
It might not.
Yeah, it makes me think, it makes me think of the Five and Dime. The Five and Dime store. Like that, boom.
What, like a
They would have that. Well, there was a now, you probably don't even know Woolworths.
Yeah, I remember
that. You know Woolworths? Store. Okay, Woolworths. In Valleyfield, we had a 5 and 10 cent store. And it was where all the little plastic goods that were coming from Japan post-war to here, the little toys, the way things used to be, and you don't see anymore. After that, made in Japan, this made in Hong Kong. And oh my God, wow. It's amazing, all these.
So five and dime stores are dollar stores?
These were before the dollar stores and before a buck or two or more for a long time, but it was the equivalent. But, so if you had 25 cents allowance, you'd go down there. One of my favorite toys, you might appreciate this, was little plastic knights that rode on horses. So you got a really nice horse, and the knight came on or off, but of course his legs are almost astride, he's going to sit on the horse. But they got all of them had different armor, different colors somehow. They were just plastic figures. But they were just cool, you know. There's a knight, you know. These are superheroes in a way, right?
I went through a period of collecting all kinds of army men at dollar stores. So I get that.
I wouldn't have thought they had very good army men at the dollar stores. I mean, you get the little packages, you know.
That was pretty much the only place to find green army men now, when I was a kid.
My
mom didn't like toys with guns in them, so I had to ride my bike and sneak them in.
I've told a story on an old Dixon James podcast, but it was so far ago that people wouldn't. But I ordered from the back of a comic book this for like $1.99 or something. Maybe it was $1.99. This box with 300 soldiers, tanks, artillery guns, like everything. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I actually rode away for it and got it mail delivered. And the box was only, smaller than a tissue paper box.
Okay.
You know, smaller than that. Much smaller. Maybe half the volume of a tissue paper box. You know,
so
that's not good. That's not a good start. Well, when I opened the box, they were all two-dimensional. Like, just, there'd be a flat stand so the soldier could stand up, but he was completely flat. Like,
yeah, you know? Oh, man. Okay.
So that was annoying. And then nothing else was built to scale. So the tanks were, like, smaller than, they came up past the soldier's boots, maybe. You know.
Oh, wow.
So, hey, come on. So I realized, geez, you can't believe everything that people tell you. You know, like this.
It was a life lesson.
It was a life lesson at an early age. I've been tight with my money ever since. You know, I've just had to be. It's just, like that was I was really disappointed.
It's a wonder you bought the road track.
I checked out the size, and it's in a way, it's to compensate for those little two-dimensional flat soldiers. I had to get a big truck.
Yeah, you didn't want a two-dimensional road truck.
No, I had to get a big one. Now, we're going to toast one more. I think we were going to toast ourselves.
Think we were.
And I don't see any harm in that, unless some of our listeners do.
I mean, you tend to
act too much.
You're talking shit. No, I mean, I'm willing to toast myself.
I said both of
you.
Us.
Yeah.
I said both of us. I didn't say just me.
Okay. All right.
Well, if you want it to be just me.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, that's not a bad idea. But no, I wouldn't want it just from you. I want a whole crowd. Like, I want a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, next time.
I want Mark Levinson on it,
Right. Okay. Right. So we'll do a toast to you next time we're
on 70th birthday. 70th birthday. 69 is coming up a whole year.
How long to your 70th?
Yeah,
couple years?
For my 70th. Year I'm going to be 69 in April. I think so. Going to celebrate in Vancouver. I bought a ticket to Vancouver, and I'm really glad I did. My buddy from Thailand is coming.
Right.
All this talk about death and losing people. He's a guy whose health isn't good either, and he just lost a good buddy. And so it's now is the time it happens. So the thought of just go sit in a bar and drink together. Have a few beer, smoke up. And, we see each other every year. He's a guy I've traveled with twice across the country. But, and Barnacle Bill. So I'm happy I made the decision. And what was kind of neat was my son had just tweeted me. He said, "Dad, there's a deal that expires at midnight. It's a good deal."
Get on it, yeah.
And so I did it. And then, I bought the ticket just minutes before midnight. I might have mentioned this in my last podcast.
I think you did, but that's fine.
You don't mind. Repeat. Some people, not everybody who listens to Gappage listens to Dixon James. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You knew that?
I figured most people that listen to Gappage also listen to Dixon James, and that there wasn't. Who would want to listen to you but not listen to your show?
Well, that's very kind of you to say that, Brent. And, I'd like to say the same about you, but it's not exactly true, is it?
So, all right.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing I'm going to get.
That's the best thing I'm going to get. So,
cheers.
To me?
To you. Us.
To us, yeah. All right. Ken and Brent.
Ken and Brent, party time.
Party time.
Party zone.
Fuck you. Glass is empty.
Wow. See, I've been slowing down.
Yeah, you've been slowing down. That's good. You're a good learner.
This is the strong stuff.
All right. Well, I'll finish it off then.
All right.
No, I'm not going to finish it off. Is that right, eh? Gee.
Yeah, I still got half a glass left.
Oh, my God. This is such an audience surprise. Like, I can't believe this, how you guys are faking that. You had this whole thing staged.
No.
Brent actually learned to slow down.
Yeah.
I must be a good teacher.
I think I'm thinking about how I got to make food, and it's trying to.
Oh, that's it. Down. Yeah, it's food. Oh no.
I need to either make food or probably going to Uber some food in.
Uber it in? Well, why wouldn't you do a pizza?
There's pizza on the Uber app, but there's an Uber Eats app that brings you food.
Okay. Well, I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
Well, I'm. No, I actually recognize that it's a problem, and I don't have that particular problem. But
you can type this, it in, and all the benefits of picking up an Uber where you don't have to deal with money and shit, all dealt with.
Yeah,
pick your order in the app.
I'm thinking more aside from that decision about Uber about the matter of food.
Okay,
you need food.
Do you want to go somewhere for dinner?
Well, this is what I was thinking. If we did that, I'm in prime form now. If there's a place,
there's a place like on the corner,
But what is it?
It's called Sloppy Joe's. It's just like a sports bar kind of eatery place.
This would be a good idea, don't you think?
Someone, is that the closest? That's great. Yes, the closest place.
Don't you think that's a great idea?
I think it's a great idea. I haven't checked it out yet. I hear their wings are great.
Oh, okay. Sloppy Joe's it is. Now, I think, as far as I'm concerned, this is exciting stuff. We've never done. We're about to venture out on an adventure that we have never done before.
Yeah, it's a new restaurant for me. It's
entirely new.
New for you.
Who knows?
We're going to have a good time.
Well,
I may slow down on the drinking, because...
Well, we'd hope so. I hope they're not licensed.
Oh, they're licensed.
Well... The thing is, it's a little embarrassing because I wouldn't want our listeners to think they were listening to the two drunks in the group. But I think we've already established that we may be that.
Yeah.
I definitely, a good drunkard has other drunkard friends. So then they never feel so bad. Right. Oh, I get more of a drunk than I am.
Yeah, exactly. So we're that for each other.
That may be why I hang out more with you.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't drunk like Brent was drunk.
Yeah. And I've had some rough times at PodCamp. I didn't wake up on the floor this year, which happened last year.
You mentioned that. Now, there was something else you did, which was quite outrageously drunk. But again, it's another idea that slipped my mind. Probably not a good sign. That
I've had some wild times at PodCamp when I'm pretty drunk. I can think of
you have been
all things
get drunk.
That you could be thinking of right now. So let's not say
anything. We'll just leave it. I have a drunk story of not of me but of somebody else. But the person who did what, you know, I claim to have witnessed, you know, doesn't want to own up to it. Would rather the story just disappeared. So there's some stories you just leave buried.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like, we're a gossip show, but we're not.
Like, we're not going to talk about Dave Delaney and some of this crap he's pulled. Then would he be a listener? Because his name didn't come up in the who we're going to honor next. But I'd sort of... Yeah, people have mixed feelings about Dave. Because he's Dave the buddy, the guy you can get drunk with. And then he's Dave the marketer kind of guy.
I know, but you got to have room for marketer people. And
you do?
Circle.
I know.
He just doesn't... He's cool because he doesn't... He does his own thing and he's a marketer. But he's not polluting that into the...
Well, he's making a living at it, which is commendable to start with.
Right, he's making.
He wrote a book.
We already know he's a cool guy.
Yeah, but can you lose your cool? Can't you lose your coolness?
I know, but having stayed in touch with him, he's still a cool guy. We went out for drinks with him. Weren't you there like a year ago or 2 years ago? He came to Toronto and we had a big meetup.
He's canceled out on so many of these. I can't keep track.
Well, that's for you two to work out.
Well, yeah, apparently it is. I mean, I was going to go see him when I went down to Tennessee. I was going to, you know, hey, I'm right near Nashville.
Right near Jason.
You know? He says, hey, give me some more advance notice next time, asshole. You know?
Did he say asshole?
He didn't say asshole.
Right. He's a nice guy.
Hey, it's a gossip show. You know, you're allowed to color it up a little. You're allowed to embellish, yeah. Come on.
All right, I want some wings.
You want some links? Sausages.
Oh, I still got booze left. I guess we got to keep talking.
You want some links? Sausages, you're talking.
Wings.
Oh, wings. I thought it said links. I thought, well, that's pretty hip. You know, he wants a few sausages.
There's some sausage there. I'll eat some sausage, too. I mean.
Okay, now what I suggest is we leave, whatever is in here. I can't even tell. Goes back in the fridge. When we come back, we have a little half a glass each.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So I'm thinking ahead.
Watch there just be a drop.
I don't know if you saw the movie Lost Weekend, I think it was. Tremendous, all black and white. But the guy had his bottle tied to a rope hanging out the apartment building window, you know. Because everybody knew he was an alcoholic when trying to keep the alcohol away from him, you know. So, all right. Now, this is going to involve...
We're going to drink last
we're gonna
week.
Go out.
Sarah.
We're going to go out. So this is going to involve... Me actually having to put on my plastic legs, you know.
Oh, right. You got to put your bionic leg on.
I got to put my bionic leg on.
Which is a thing I'm familiar with, because I had big braces like this when I was a kid. I mean, not this big, because I had little legs, but proportionally as big.
I was... Well, it's an amazing fit. Like, they really did a nice job. Now, I'm putting it on more awkwardly than I should, but it's a... You got
Velcro.
Velcro. They're a bit too long. Now, I mentioned earlier, like, I'm just so pissed off that I didn't get black. Black was just...
So the white is standout, but, you know, we can...
Yeah, but it's
can decorate
sick
it and make it
it's like, you know, you're going to lose that leg soon. You know?
It's sick looking. It's noticeable, yeah.
It's noticeable.
Wow.
And I had the choice. It was right in front of me, and I just chose wrong.
If someone gives
I
a
hate
shit,
that
you
when
can
it
start,
happens.
Just start to rage about the war.
Yeah, as a war ramp type of thing, because I look
like
that.
Yeah, like, you could be like, oh, don't you give me shit, I blah, 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 back in the war.
Yeah, the first,
my leg.
The first time, you know, they give me a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fuckers, look at this.
It'll work.
I could pull it off, too. I mean, I could get mean about it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I've seen you.
Yeah? Well, let me see. Wait, show me. What? Oh, nothing in your arms? What about your leg? Nothing in your leg? Well, look at this, fucker!
Oh, man, let's go pick a bar fight with someone.
I don't think we'll do that, but... So I'm partway there. We're partway there. Well, you know, boy, is that trigger memory. And this is a short one. I first arrived in Japan, arrived there. I've got one friend who's staying out on the other side. I should know the prefecture, and I've forgotten. But you don't want to be there. But anyway, it's cheaper than Tokyo. Chiba Prefecture. So he takes me back to this house he's staying in. And there's an American, a New Zealand girl who's kind of attractive, an Aussie, and an American, and him. And the American was a complete fuck up. Like, he had maybe had a wife in Korea, we didn't know. He might have been involved in the military or war, I don't know. Probably not. But somehow his life had just fallen apart and he was miserable. And he would go out every night to the local little Japanese restaurant, like the one we're going to now.
It's not a Japanese place, but...
No, but it's a local place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just get drunk and pick a fight, you know. And so he was just this noisy American. So I spent a week with those people. I thought, oh my God, I cannot live here and I cannot live with these people. And the other people were so ignorant. They came there because you could get money. Early 80s, you could get money in Japan. As long as you're white, they're going to hire you. You can teach English. You know, okay. We need you. So some of the most ignorant people could get through. You know, you're supposed to have a degree and so on, but somehow you get through. And they hated it. They just laughed. They'd put on a samurai, they'd put on a Japanese drum and just laugh at this stupid thing. They had zero interest in understanding anything about Japanese culture. All they wanted was to get this good money, mm-hmm. and then head off to Thailand to get stoned and hang out. And then you run out of money, go back to Japan, pick up a teaching job.
Man, I wish we saw something like that. Well, I guess we have Korea for that. A bunch of friends that did that. So, it still exists.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is the attitude of these people was so ignorant. Now, I went over in a state of ignorance about Japan. I didn't know anything about it at all. Or have, as most people do, oh, I love their manga, I love this aspect of it. I only knew World War II. Sayonara Jap, you know, G.I. Joe throws a hand grenade into a bush.
And you decided to go there. That's pretty crazy, man.
Well, it could have been there, it could have been Korea. But distinctly remember very early on, well, I don't see the enemy. You know, I don't see the bad guy. I don't see the Japs. I see a lot of well-dressed, well-educated, polite people riding the trains.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. All right, well, you can tell. Brim, you're saying, come on. Wind it up.
I
want
to
go.
I'm trying to be funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I took your serious thing and made a little joke. My bad.
Okay, can we replay that one? Can you tell me the joke again?
I just said that's what you get.
In reference to what I said?
Yeah, I don't remember now. Come on.
All right.
We need a stenographer. Can you back it up?
I think our listeners could rewind if they wanted to know. See, they have the advantage over us. Yeah. Now, I'm, the thing is, okay, let's just get this out of the way. We're still doing part B, or is this a new podcast? I don't know.
Might
be our third.
I think we've moved on to our third.
Okay, so we're partway into our third anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, now I've lost my question again.
Well, let's go have another toke, and maybe that'll help.
No, we're going to go have something to eat.
Okay.
But hang on, there must have been something that was, you know, they all seem so important, the ones you lose, you know? They all seem like, oh, man.
That would have been the thing I was known for. That would have made you popular. We would have had a million listeners.
Would have been famous. Well, it's like you have a likeness scale, and I always want to be quite high on people's likenesses, like their likeness scales.
Like how much they like you or
how much they
like them?
No, how much they like me.
Oh, okay.
And I always want to be, if a scale of 20, I want to be above 15 all the time.
Okay.
What about how much do you care about people's likeness scales?
I'd say I'm probably trying to be at a 12, but then at times I say I don't care.
12 out of 20?
Yeah.
You're satisfied with 12 out of 20? Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
It's enough.
Or I'm miscalibrated and I'm going for 12 and think it only goes up to 15.
Yeah, well, let's see. That's what I was thinking in the beginning. So that would be out of 20, that would be roughly...
Oh, I didn't come here to do math.
17.5, maybe 18, rounded up to 18.
Yeah, but then I'm higher than you. Fine, then I'm going for 8 and it goes up to 15.
8 out of 15, well, that's pretty low. That's barely a pass.
Yeah.
Well, you're all over the map on this thing.
So when do you like me?
Well, it's confusing at times. I mean, it surprises me.
Well, I'm happy to confound you, Ken.
Happy to confound me. Well,
good snacks.
Well, these are, I bought these especially, and it was so nice that Brent actually, you may have, I don't know if you heard it, I don't know if it was recorded, but Brent said, I don't even have any snacks to offer you, Jesus. Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, I have
give me
pistachios.
A bread and some fishes. These are good fishes, and they have not run out, so.
Well, pistachios are great.
Mm-hmm.
They're great.
They're just enough work that you can't...
Yeah, so like, you know, you get a nice pace going. It's not like alcohol. You can just sort of throw it back in your face.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll hit your mouth, but...
That's the problem I've had all day.
Yeah,
all day.
I've noticed that.
We've got to make sure we get a picture.
I didn't want to bring it up, but it seemed as if you were already drunk when I showed up at 4.
I had a beer before you got here.
I saw a lot of empty cans on the...
Oh, that was from a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just having the last one on the 6th.
Right.
What?
As if anybody would leave cans on the counter for 2 days.
You've met me.
If anybody would do that.
You've met me. I haven't cleaned up in a couple days. I only tried to impress you last time, and now whatever. Still better than the last place.
Oh, it's come a long way. No, I'm happy to see you here. I think it's great. You got a big enough place, but what we need here. Have you had a housewarming party yet?
No, I was thinking I'd wait till the spring or summer.
Yeah. Absolutely. But have it.
Barbecue going on.
Have it. I'll be here. I'll. Well, you got your brother.
Are you going to bring
me? Your brother can co-host because he's good. He's a good
guy. He's got a bunch of cool friends. We can make that happen.
Yeah.
We'll have a bunch of internet weirdos here. It'll be great. Like, you know, you.
Good one. You know, and you can spread it out over the day so that some people can come and leave and others come a little later, you know, and make it like a whole day event, you know.
Right, yeah.
Anytime after noon.
Yeah. We'll tell people to come at different times. And
well, you tell the different people the different times. You'd be careful not to get two people who don't necessarily get along so well there at your party at the same time. Like, you try and avoid
that
situation.
I don't really have a lot of those people.
You don't have any people like that?
No.
I thought that's what you were getting at when we were talking about.
No, I just...
How you would arrange for people to come at different times.
I just
times.
Don't want a big crowd all day. I'll give people different time ranges to show up.
But how would you decide those numbers? Like, who comes early, who comes first, what's the preferred? Are you going to give them a choice? Would you prefer to come A, these times, 12 to 5?
No.
B,
I would tell them when it was.
5 to midnight?
I would tell them when it was. And then they would think that's when it was.
But how would you make that decision? It would just, how would you know to...
I would either decide I wanted to group all my friends together, or say, no, I want to make sure that, you know, there's 3 or 4 podcasting people with 3 or 4 non-podcasting
weirdos. You'd mix it up a bit.
Yeah, mix it up a bit. You know,
and would you let the people know, or you wouldn't let them know until they met? Oh my God, he's not a podcasting guy. He's
right.
Somebody Brent knows from this school.
Right.
And they'd be all confused and everything.
Yeah.
And you just, that'd be part of your devious plan.
Right.
Yeah. Watch the awkwardness.
Yeah, exactly.
People who don't know each other trying to talk.
Yeah, it'll be fun. That's what dinner parties are for, I thought.
It just sounds a little cruel to me.
Well, I mean, maybe you need to up your conversation game. You're the one that talks to strangers in bars.
Yeah, but nicely. You know, I don't set them up.
I don't know, last time of the only, you said some shit.
I don't set them up against each other.
Well, no.
All right. So anyway, we were talking about your party, your housewarming party, and then suddenly you wanted to change it and talk about something else completely different.
No, that's what we were talking about, the housewarming party.
Yeah, but you're deciding, well, this group can come up this time, this group this time. They don't get a choice.
I'm just trying to talk logistics. I learned something at PodCamp.
So you're going to sip.
From Lily.
Yeah. Okay.
Logistics. All
right. Are you going to hire her then to arrange this party? Because that would be good.
I don't think so. I would just hope she came to the party.
And you're just, you think you have enough skills to just arrange this party all by yourself.
Yeah. If I sit down and think through things, I can plan them out. I just don't do that.
Yeah. When you use the word think, right? When you say you're just going to sit down and think it, do you have a pencil or a pen in your hand or something?
A pencil, a pen, or
and some paper or something.
Paper,
right?
And I'm trying to write things down and plan it out.
So as you think, you write words down.
Yeah, or
words
times,
are just numbers
or intersections of words and times.
Words and times.
And be like, okay. Well,
do you draw? Do you have like circles and?
I have tables and. graphs.
Okay, so this must take a long time. You must be.
I told you I can do it when I want to, but it's exhausting because it's so good.
Well, it would be. It would be.
So I can plan a dinner party. I can make this
seriously
happen.
Take it. Well, it wasn't.
Are you going to bring booze?
Well, it wasn't just. Well, of course.
Okay.
It wasn't going to be just a dinner party, though. I thought this was going to be a housewarming party. And this is why I'm a little disturbed about your separating the guests. Like, one group's got to leave by 9. The next one, there's a half-hour cleanup time. Another group comes in at 9:30.
I don't know. I just thought that's how it was supposed to work. You're the one that's giving me tips. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I'm telling you you're wrong.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you should let there be some overlap between the different people and so on, and let.
Oh no, I would prescribe people's arrival times, knowing that people would leave eventually.
You're dialing that back now, are you?
No, I explained it the first time. I wouldn't tell people, oh, you gotta leave. It's 4:00. You gotta get the fuck out of here.
But you tell them when they could come.
Right.
So it's the same thing, really. I mean, you know, you can come. Somebody else gets, you can come at 4:30. Somebody else, you can come at 8:30.
Yeah.
They talk to each other. You're going to Brent's party? Yeah. Oh, great. See you there. Oh, yeah, great. Well, do you want me to pick you up? I'm going to be there at 4:30. I can pick up at 4. No, mine says 8:30. And then what happens?
Well, there's some people you don't
both of them feel fucked over.
No, there's some people
both
you
feel
spend
fucked
less time
over
with, or some people that leave parties early.
So that's a way of almost canceling those people. They're not going to come after that. You're going to be all pissed.
Yeah, but did they bring their booze? If it's good booze, it's worth it.
They would have, had they not run into that conflict. All right, all right, all right, all right. All right. I think we should go and get something to eat.
Yeah.
I think you need it. I'm a little worried about your diabetes here.
I don't have diabetes.
No?
It's just everyone else in my family.
Okay, all right. I don't either, but I'm borderline.
Okay, yeah.
But I think it'll be fun to go to Joe's. Is it Joe's? Joe's Corner Hot Dog Stand? What is it? Where are we going?
Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's. It's a chain, right? A franchise, right? Sloppy Joe's franchise?
It's closer than the other place we were maybe going to go to.
It's going
to
be run by Arabs, right?
I have no idea.
Nope.
I've never been.
You've
there.
Never been there?
Well, I don't know. It's a pretty white neighborhood.
Should we take the recorder with us?
If you want.
I think we can.
But we could take that with us.
Well, since we've been using it all night.
Sure.
All right, so what we're going to do, what I'm going to do is shut it down now.
It doesn't look like a taser.
I'm going to shut it down now.
Okay.
And then get up. I'm going to go have a leak, and then we're going to leave and go to Sloppy Joe's.
Okay.
All right, I just want the listeners to know the future plan. That's all I was doing.
That's good setting the scene.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while. I've been podcasting for a long time. I sort of shortened the word podcasting there, but you know
podcasting.
What I mean.
Podcasting.
Yeah, I've been potting for a long time. All right. John.
Meadows.
Meadows, yeah. And John Meadows what? You had a reply to that.
Oh, knows his stuff.
No, well, give the whole sentence all together. One
John minute. Meadows knows his stuff.
So are we toasting John Meadows?
We are toasting John Meadows.
Let's toast John Meadows. He was in the runner-up anyway. Cheers.
Oh. Were you just telling me that you had that stand correctly placed?
I did. Well, it was all well-balanced.
Are you pulling it with your headphone cord there?
No, I'm going to pull out my headphone cord. Because I think I can hear you well.
Okay. So here we are.
Here we are. Tell them where we are, because it's your neck of the woods.
It is. Well, I'm still getting to know the area, but we're at Sloppy Joe's.
You don't have to be embarrassed about it.
It's a couple blocks from my house. I heard there was good wings here, so we're here for wings.
And what kind
regular
of wings are we getting?
What's that?
What kind of wings are we getting? I mean, it's more interesting.
That's true. We're getting.
Okay, here. Just back up. Right. People listen to podcasts. Some guy says, oh, I'm having wings. What's the listener here? Oh, I wonder what kind of wings he's having. Right? That's the kind of thing you have to think of when you go.
You got to do a podcast
what's
session about that.
What's
you
the listener want to know?
Descriptive audio.
Yeah. What's the listener want to know?
If you're talking to Valerie and she's been giving you tips.
All wings the same?
No, we're getting sweet chili wings because I've been
chasing a sweet chili wing dragon for 20 years.
Oh, really?
Maybe not that long, but...
That means you want to find the perfect sweet chili wings.
Well, I found them once, and ever since, I've been looking for the perfect...
Okay, where did you find them the first time?
There was a sports bar like this near my apartment that I had when I lived in Australia.
Okay.
And I ate 50 wings and wanted more when I was done. There were some good wings.
850 wanted more.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were good.
And these are Australian wings. These are the big small ones, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But okay. They were good. And you're getting Cajun dry rub.
Sharing. Half
spice.
Half.
Right.
Five and five. And okay. I'm going to be counting them.
You're going to make sure.
You can
sure.
always count the bones. You can always know.
Yeah, that's
the other guy's being
it's
fair,
hard to cheat you know? With wings.
Yeah. And there's no reason to. I mean, it's not like a matter of being going to starve if you don't have that extra wing.
Right. It's a meal I'm happy to share with you as to keep you honest, you know?
Well, I'm happy we came out tonight. I think this is it takes things to a new dimension. I don't know if this could actually be considered part of our podcast, but it's interesting.
It's an after
show. Live dining.
It's an after
show. It's an after show. Basically, yeah. We're rewarding ourselves, you know. We didn't get much of a take on the night, you know, but hey, we can get some wings. Hey, you okay with that? Sure.
It's all right. Man, that beer hit me pretty hard. Oh, boy.
What's
that? That Bose box is a real kick in the head.
Right, so you're going to blame me now.
You told me to get the Bose.
I did.
So I think it's partly your fault.
I like the fact that it was a shared responsibility. That I said get Bose, meaning the regular, and you came back with a special one.
They were out of the regular.
Yeah. No, this is better. Worked out fine. I'm glad of it.
It's a real invention. Now I feel compelled to get good beer for the next one, and now it's something I have to figure out. You know.
Well, assuming
now I have to pair beers with the next.
I'd appreciate
episode.
That rather than you asking me. What kind of beer do you want? You know, like I'd prefer you just sort of. All right. I can man up. I did that last time.
I did that last time. I made an educated guess on what you like. I got a shitty beer. Did I?
Yeah.
I think I got Mill Street or something.
Mill Street, yeah, sure.
Mill Street's fine.
That's fine.
Some local beer. You know.
Local beer.
You disrespect me in my beer selection. How dare you?
No, I'm grateful you have a place that I can actually visit. Because, I mean, I have visited your other... Yeah, I don't know what the word is.
Garbage dumps?
Dumps, I suppose, yeah. And it's good to see you've grown some. You're setting a good example. It's a place you could, you know, you could bring your mother to dinner.
And in fact, I have.
You have?
Yeah. And it went well. She's coming over in a couple days to see
you. We were talking about this party. The thing is, it would only be a party. Your birthday party, your household party, is not going to be an international affair. Nobody's going to come up for it. Nobody would. You're not.
No, I mean, unless.
Anthony Marco, so let's not kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. I just need to point this out. I need to get some clarification. You're not on any of these shows, are you?
Gonna have booze?
Of Anthony shows.
No.
He's never invited you to be part of that.
Well, I've been on Love Hate Things a couple episodes ago. As a special guest.
You had a part of Love Hate Things, I don't recall that.
It was before his 800.
Yeah.
And he had me, Jason, and Mike, the virtual Uber on to talk about the significance of numbers.
Yes.
It was like his numerology special.
So you had a small part with three other people.
Yeah, well, you wanted honesty, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So I have been on a Anthony Marco show.
Yeah.
I'm not a regular guest.
It's not that there's a hierarchy or a ranking system.
Listen, I'm pretty good, but I'm no Greg David.
Now, he's the guy who does the... is the flower show he does, or is the...
The television show.
Oh, the television show.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know the gentleman. Nice guy?
Yeah. I don't know. I've met him online. I've not met him in person. He keeps bailing out on PodCamps and MMPRs, so...
So, are you going to both the Bobcat...
Bob Nob. It's fun to say.
The Hobnob Bob Nob.
It's the Bob Mob Hobnob.
Or, yeah, there's other ways of pronouncing that, you know. Now, anyway.
Wrong ways, maybe.
You're going to that. And then you're going to go to the Marshall McLuhan podcast around here.
Yeah. It's not like July. They're the same weekend.
They haven't announced a date for that yet.
No, but I'm going because both the Jason said they'll be there, so...
I wouldn't miss it. I mean, need to go. I don't have to miss it, but it, of course.
It's dependent on your...
See, work. Both the Jasons and the Michael. And the Michael will probably be there for that one, too.
Yeah, there's going to be people coming in from out of town from that, yeah. for that, or from
out of
country.
You know what I mean?
I
say the Michael.
The Michael?
Well, I said the Michael, but I'm meaning the virtual you.
Yeah, yeah, that's I knew that's
I'm going to have to censor this part out, because it's kind of awkward. You're now talking like you don't even know who he is.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
I was trying not to insult any other Michaels I may attend.
Okay, all right.
Being diplomatic.
He's a nice guy. No, he's a nice guy. Not against him.
I have nothing against him. He does good.
Okay.
That man does a good podcast.
He's a guy I would toast to. Maybe not here at the bar, I don't know, but he's a guy. He's been through a lot. He's dealing with his very sick mother right now. His wife has had health issues. He's raising two sons. He's holding about three jobs. He's a medic. He's a hero.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a guy I toast to. I'm toasting him right now.
Yeah.
This is to Michael, virtual Uber. I mean that sincerely, Michael. You're a good man.
Yeah.
He lent me a book, and it was so interesting. And I don't know why, but I insist on giving it back to him because I thought it was important for him. And it was about first responders, guys. You know, guy's mother did it, and he was doing it, and just some of the stories. It was so well written. Like, it was so readable. It's like a collection of short stories. But it was also very real. This is a guy. This is his life. This is what he's facing, you know. An ex-girlfriend or somebody knew a girl in high school, you know, on the hill where she died, you know, wrapped the car around a tree or whatever, you know, to find him.
Yeah.
Some of the painful stories. But he does that for a living. It seems incredible.
I don't think I have the... cojones to have such a real job as that.
I would have said the same thing. Of course.
Yeah.
I couldn't. The thing is, I don't like anybody being dependent. So I've been very, very wary of dependence or giving advice or, you know, having somebody depend on me for almost anything. I don't know why. But it's, you know. A lack of confidence in that department. Well, you know, hey, you should be confident now. You should be happy with where you're at. But you get that feeling. We're just so different. So you have to admire a guy like Michael who can do okay. Man.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you.
I carry a weight. You know. Yeah. And now I know what you're saying. Right? We don't have that. But then I would say the same about nice Jason. Is that right?
Sorry.
Nice Jason or good Jason?
No, it was normal Jason and
normal
Jason with an A.
Oh, okay. So, nice
but
Jason
it was just,
nice
just
Jason.
Normal in terms of spelling. He's weird in other regards.
Yeah.
If you listen to the show.
So, nice Jason's not a good term to you.
No,
because
they're both
not nice.
Nice Jason. Right, yeah, that implies there's a mean Jason.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a mean Jason. I think I'm the mean guy on that show.
Yeah. If there's going to be a mean one, it's not going to be the Jason. It's going to
right.
be
right. Yeah, they're decent people.
They're decent people. They're good people. Right. So anyway, so one of the Jasons, the nice one, the mean one, we don't know. One of them did what?
I don't know. You brought him up.
Well, you were talking about shoulder or something. They did, no?
No.
I thought you did. Oh, no. I was saying lack of confidence. Something to do with a lack of confidence here.
So you're saying the Jasons lack confidence or that they have confidence?
No, I was talking about other Jason. Not necessarily the nice one, but Jason from Tennessee, not Jason.
Normal Jason, yeah.
Normal Jason. Oh, you call him the normal Jason?
Right, yeah, Jason with an E is the unnormal Jason.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I might have been using wrong all this time.
Yeah.
The other one is abnormal. Jason, Tennessee Jason is abnormal? Is that what we're saying?
No. Cleveland okay. Jason is abnormal.
Well, Cleveland Jason is abnormal. Well,
just
yeah.
in his spelling.
Yeah.
Right. Also, he doesn't have dogs, whereas normal Jason does. That's a normal thing to have.
I don't think he has any pets at all. His girlfriend, his girlfriend's coming in there with that story all the time. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think.
So what were we talking about, Jason? And what was it about Jason that wanted to express this?
I don't know.
I felt I had something.
You had something. You're the one that brought
it up. Something. That's, oh yes, we're talking about responsible people. No, no.
Oh right, right. So
virtual
normal Jason
Michael.
And Michael.
I think normal Jason, if you're going to call him that, you know, the nice one, the one I'm trying to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Is also a very responsible man, deserving of credit. Like he's raised children, he's maintained a marriage, he's had jobs with a great deal of responsibility. And if he thinks I'm joking right now, I'm not joking right now.
No, he's a serious man.
I respect him. And I think respect is the greatest honor you can give somebody. Right?
Right.
Like, I'm not looking at you and saying I respect you. I'm saying I respect Jesus.
I understand that. Yeah. If I have long accepted that you will not respect me.
Well, not yet.
But I got to keep working for it. Okay.
Well, it can happen. Things happen. Yeah. People change. People change. It happens all the time.
Yeah. I can change. I can be respectful.
Yeah.
Respectable.
Yeah.
I respect you.
Maybe both.
Ken.
Maybe both. You respect me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I respect that hat.
The hat. My wife got me this one.
It's a respectful hat. Is it a...
I've actually grown into this hat. Because for quite a while, I felt a little embarrassed. No, it's an old person's hat. Now, hey, it's warm. It's comfortable. I'm an old person. I don't have a problem.
You could golf in
like
that hat.
I like it. What's that?
You could golf in that.
I could golf in that hat. It's not unlike a traditional golfer's hat. He said it doesn't have a big palm on the
right.
Top.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a good golfer's hat.
It's more of a subtle, palm. Muted
yeah.
Style to it.
It's like they modernized it. They took off the palm.
Right? Exactly. Exactly,
it's
yeah.
Palmless. It's a palmless hat, basically. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
There are lots of palmless people in Toronto on the streets every night.
Just no palms. Palms are out of style. I have all kinds of palmless hats. I don't think I have a hat with a palm.
You have palms in your socks when you bought long state leggings.
No, I have no palms in my socks.
Yeah, they have a nice touch because you're going to have the different colors. They don't have to be the same color as your sock.
Right, yeah, you can add some palm style.
You can add some color. All right, anyway, we were talking about Jason saying he's more or less a nice guy.
Right, and he's...
The nice Jason.
Yeah, we were talking about respectable, real men.
Lucky for us, it was two podcasts ago we weren't going to talk about the Jasons, and we did. So on this one... Yeah,
we're allowed to get back to the Jasons.
We have a Jason quota,
and we don't want to overdo it.
Now, what would happen? I can't even imagine a third Jason. But I'd like to meet a third. You know, to have a third one in. What do you think? Ruin everything? Because you're kind of the third Jason yourself, right? I think you'd be quite jealous if there were three. Basically, you're off the show.
I'm Jason with a B.
Jason with a B.
Clever.
That's good. And you've used that before, right?
Like, I think I said it on the show. Yeah, yeah.
Because that's good. You have said it before.
Yeah. And that, yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah.
The MMBs people call me Brent with an E, which I find amusing.
They call you a what?
Brent with an E.
Brent with an E, which is also good.
Which is accurate.
I like that.
Yeah. See, they have clever ideas sometimes.
We had a friend we called Boondell Larry. And it
why?
Well, because the first time I met him, this is a true story, we had our cars, we were parked in a field outside of Whitehorse. I don't know why. We were parked in a field, two cars, smoking a lot of weed, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And an airplane flight flew over, coming into Whitehorse. It's landing, it's the daily, you know, they know the hours when the plane's going to land. And he drops his pants and waves his ball. You know, and we're like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And he said, well, I mean, he had kind of this crooked way of talking, like, you know, a dog that had been, you know, been hit by a car or something, the jaw was a little out of alignment. He said, there might be some nice tourist, might be some girl, you know, looking out the window right now, and I'm swallowing my dog. I don't know. But like, he was an excellent cook. We had many characters. And I don't do a good enough job on the Dixon James podcast of talking about some of the people. Some of the, I mentioned the elders, you know, died. And, anyway, all I wanted to say about that was eventually got to the point where he let it be known, I don't like being called Bert Galarian, but he was an amazing chef. He could prepare a meal. He'd take all day. Love to drink. Spends his winters in Thailand like an expat, you know, on the beach.
That's the way to live,
he's
man.
He's worked the heavy machinery up in the Yukon all his life, you know. And he was a guy, when we showed up in White House, suddenly meet this crazy guy, Larry. And there's a couple words needed, and all they had was a one-room cabin on the outskirts of White House. And that became our base. We could pitch a tent in the backyard. We had a little pickup truck, a couple of wild dogs. It was just absolutely insane. And those are rich memories. Those are Jack Kerouac worthy memories, except without the person to record the.
Can I get another Coke?
Another Pepsi.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Hey, cola.
Exactly.
So anyway.
I like hearing the stories about your old crew, because it's cool to me that Dixon James was a thing before
there was
it was a posse before it was a podcast.
Barnacle Bill that summer had a woman, a native woman. We had a name for her, and I know it would sound, oh my god, you're going into that territory. It's like, no, it wasn't. It was just like she was happy to meet up with Barnacle Bill for the summer. Can't remember, but anyway. And then Peggy from the hotel in White Horse, it's called Where Mining Men, the Capital Hotel. I have a set of matches, Capital Hotel, Where Mining Men Meet. So going back 1950s style. And you go into the Capital and you just drink. There's nothing better than having enough money to get drunk at the Capital Hotel, Main Street of White Horse. Peggy, New Zealand, a girl, beautiful girl, one of the bartenders. So the bartenders get as drunk as the patrons and everybody. It's just a big party. Barnacle Bill, Scarborough dude, except I wasn't me. And the Barstool Buddha end up camped on a hilltop outside of White Horse, outside of, we call it Tent City. We pitched our tents, lived in this dirt opening in the trees. And Peggy came back with us. Not for getting fucked, for getting drunk. We were all drunk. All
right.
So we would drink flaming Dramamine, like the, you know, the tall shot glass of liqueur. Put it in, light it back, throw it up in your face, and it would go right into your mouth if you were lucky. You know, back up, you swallowed the thing. Or it would just singe your beard and mustache. Call flamers. First night I arrived there, everybody's good. And I'm like, you guys are fucking crazy. There's no way I am going to, by the end of your first night, that's your initiation. You are drinking with somebody. You'd order drinks.
Oh, and here she comes with some food for you, too.
Enjoying.
And honey,
you have a lovely face.
No, I'll be right back.
Thank you. Did you just say that? Yes. Didn't mean to exclude the other one. You got more carrots than I did. They're not bad.
You can take some carrots.
Yeah, all right.
I got one more carrot. You got more celery than no? I got
no.
All right.
Anyway, might be so Peggy gets into a tent with us in what we call Tent City. On the outskirts of Porter Creek. Now, we had one rule. We were camping in nylon tents. One rule, no flamers in the tents. Like, you know, assholes, you used to be dropping a lot of plastic on yourself. No flamers in the tents. First night, making back the tent with us, holding up the tent with our elbows, holes all down. Drinking flavors.
These are the wrong wings.
Are they? I didn't start my wings. I thought all the carrots.
Yeah, this tastes like honey garlic
or
something.
Yeah, you had wanted
sweet chili and Cajun dry rub.
Yeah.
I didn't try any of this.
Okay, I'll take these ones, and we'll just bring you your ones.
Okay. Thank you.
kind of pulled a swing out of it.
They are so hilarious. That's such a simple order there. This place is not better. That's only one out of a couple of orders. This part, anyway. So I got a carrot with no sauce to dim it in.
Anyway,
sad part about the story, I almost forgot. Peggy, doing a flamer, set her cheek on the fire. Like,
oh, man.
She missed her mouth entirely. And she had, like, purple marks all over her face. It's beautiful. Yeah, it was beautiful. Oh, my God. But we were like, you'd see in these posters from the 1890s. We were the town bums. Like, Bruce and I, when we did the Chilkoot Trail, we actually got picked up hitchhiking out of town to get to the start of the Chilkoot Trail by a garbage truck. Still hung over from the night before. Wow. Still drunk with the bones of whiskey. Garbage truck digging us. If I was writing a story, I would embellish it with that. But the fact is, it was just the perfect test.
Wow. Town bum. I have not aspired to.
So drunk the first night that we thought we had left town and pitched our tent in the campsite. Woke up. First thing in the morning, there's a tourist bus going by. We are in the backyard of the last bar. Seriously, pitched our tent in the backyard. We had gone to, there's only two bars in there. Two or three. We had gone to each bar twice, demanding the hottest Caesar they could make. It's kind of a game.
Isn't the function of a hot Caesar how much hot sauce you put in there?
It was a stupid thing to do. Like, they weren't tasting good by the end. We're not enjoying them. We're forcing ourselves. It was like a dare on the other guy, all right? Order the hottest you got, asshole.
Oh, man.
But I've been very, very fortunate. I actually have real adventures that are worthy of storytelling. And I'm glad that I do such a poor job of telling it, because they're going to die with me. I feel bad. That's too good to die, man.
That's a pretty good story, pitching a tent in the backyard of a bar.
One of many of that.
What the hell were you doing in Whitehorse?
Getting drunk. I work in...
Seems like a long way to go to get drunk.
No, I my dream was to work on a rail gang, so I got a job in Prince George. And then from Prince George, saved enough money, a whole bunch of us, Marshall Buddha, Barnacle Bill, two very, very attractive women, all the way up to the Yukon. All of a sudden, let's meet up at a party up in the Yukon. We ran out of weed at one point, and we sent up our accountant friend, Peter, who's now deceased, with a jar of pot for us, because they needed
him. So you had a delivery guy.
We had a fly up.
So that poor guy had a real job, and he had to go deliver.
He ended up getting drunk with us. Got some great pictures of him.
It's a good friend, man.
He was.
Try that now, and you get thrown in jail forever.
Haines Junction, this little town on the Alaska border. The women running it, they were just... Anyway, that's one of the reasons I'm going back to Vancouver. Because I'm going to be sitting with the Barstool Buddha and Barnacle Bill.
Right.
And drunk.
Yeah.
Like we've done for 55 years. You know, and that's a worthy celebration. And when he phoned me, I told him about that on my podcast. When he phoned me, he said, I'll pay your ticket. Come to this week. Which was something only a drunk would say at that point, because it didn't make any sense at all. But then when I knew he was coming to Vancouver, well, I got to see this guy. There will come a time, real, when we are no more, one of us, one by one by one.
That is going
to
be wrong.
Anyway, didn't mean it to be a serious turn of conversation. It's nothing like
it. Hey, just like the show hole, we always got to have a depressing story.
Well, there's a show hole, always have a depressing story, yeah.
Often Jason and he will say something that'll accidentally be depressing.
They're funny, but I guess they turn a little dark, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's what he gets for working at the morgue.
Yeah. You're not talking about the nice Jason.
No. No, let's talk about
the one who works in the morgue.
Jason in the air, yeah. with an ear, with an E. The music get louder in here?
It may need to turn it up a little bit. You want to stop talking?
No, I'm just noticing.
I'm enjoying it a little. Got my hat on, feeling cool, feeling hip, feeling with it.
Yeah, no, you're...
Then my last podcast featured three beat recordings that were good.
I know.
I don't know if you listened. They were good.
They were all right.
They were good. No, they were just all right. They were good. They were really good.
They were good. They were...
I don't think you paid any attention to them.
No. I didn't pay enough attention to them, I guess.
That's fine. Those things I can just let go. That asshole's never going to go. That's fine.
But I'm not going to drop someone's name like I know what they are.
No, no. You're somewhere in between. You're right. You're not just going to say, Alan Watts.
I'm ignorant, but I'm not arrogant about it.
Oh, that's nice. You're not even arrogant. I think a teacher would probably give you a failing mark as a laughing trying to be clever, smart boy, you know?
You're the teacher, you tell me.
Yeah, I'm just I am. You're trying to do it in a nice way. You're not hurt.
Good, good.
Try to apply filters between us so nobody gets really hurt. You know, it's like wearing gloves. You punch somebody in the face. Right. You got a glove on. It's not going to hurt so much.
Right, right. So know? Much.
It's not going to be like, bam, right.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alright,
we're good this time?
Yep.
Oh, and the onion rings too. We're good.
And your sweet excellent. Chili.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Your lovely face.
She didn't hear me the first time.
Oh, I see. What did she yell back? We'll have to go back to recording. You can't believe he yelled that. Why would you do that?
Oh, aren't you here? Onion rings good?
Yeah.
I love a good onion. And there's a lot. That's a good deal. It's good. I don't know if it's a good deal, but it's good dish of onion.
No. I mean, the wings, yes,
small,
are expensive.
Too. I don't like when they're too fat.
Yeah, and then they get too greasy.
Now, you've got all of that, so I'm going to have to do something. So... should we keep it running while we're eating or what?
I don't know. The thing is, if we keep it running while we're eating, someone has to be talking while the other person is eating.
We might have some good ones. No,
we can experiment with it.
Leave it on.
Okay.
We can tell them. If they all fast forward, we're going to be eating for them. But there's no guarantee that we're not going to eat our best wine of the evening.
We can speak real genius while we're eating.
I'm impressed with wings.
These sweet chili wings are pretty spicy.
Is that too spicy for you?
Not too spicy, just pretty spicy. Normally sweet chilies goes more on the sweet side than the chili side.
So you're a little disappointed.
No.
No, it sounds like it.
A little bit good. I mean, they're not quite like the sweet chili wings I had that one time. But they're different, you know? I had a dream last night about a burger.
How can you abandon that?
What?
You throw a bone in there.
I will take it back.
You ready?
Sure.